You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Given what we saw, Derek, in terms of the prices last week, Aston Villa's 1-0 win against Bournemouth goes down as a bit of a shock. Bournemouth were one of the best back teams on the coupon last week. As for Manchester United, they beat Spurs by 1-0 at Old Trafford, but were less than convincing, Derek. One season, Wayne Rooney's going to come back from pre-season and look fit. It's never happened in his career. Still looked slightly portly and not quite on the pace last week.
Yeah, he's like that, isn't he? He looks like he comes back every August. Looks like he's eating the reserve team. I don't know what's wrong with him. For a professional footballer, I don't know how he gets away with it, to be honest. But once he's fully fit, you know how good he can be. You mentioned there, Dave, about the Villa result at Bournemouth. Shock! Not if you listen to my words last week. I think you'll find I went for Villa at 3-1. Just thought they were massively overpriced. I'm not going to go for them this time around. 9-2. It could well be that the form of that win, you know, it might not be Frank over the coming weeks. Bournemouth might just be a team who other Premier League sides see as easy pickings. I'm not sure yet. Maybe that's being unkind on them, but we'll see. United are a bit short as well, 8-13. Traditionally, they go to Villa Park and win. Most of those times was under Fergie when they were full of flair. Now the functional under Blackface. They're not really a team I want to back at 8-13. I'm not sure about this. It's a tough one. Friday night picks is the first time we've had it in the Premier League, as you say. First time top level football at Villa Park as well, probably for a long time. I'm going to go for a draw here. I just think Villa a little bit. I know people are expecting them to have a troubling season, and they probably will after they've sold their best players. But it was, you know, that was a decent result for them last week, and I think they could give United a bit of trouble.
14-5, the draw. 3-1, Derek. Are you sure you didn't add a couple of ticks onto that price from last week?
Well, what price was it? Was it almost 3-1?
It was almost 3-1. I think 5-2, perhaps.
5-2.
I'm not sure. I don't listen back to the podcast every single week, and last week was a week off, even though it was the first week of the Premier League season, Mr. Phelps. 8-13, Manchester United here. This stat comes from Opta, by the way, this stat that I'll read to you right now. I know I don't always attribute these statistics every single week, but Villa have won just one of their last 39 games against Manchester United in the Premier League. Haven't beaten them at Villa Park since August 1995. So Man U traditionally have a good record against, or historically a good record against Villa.
Yeah, they do. And just going back to the what you mentioned about that Villa Bournemouth game last week, I mean, not if you listen to my words either. I mean, I went for a very tight game and Villa winning 1-0 at 6-1.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
I don't remember that.
No, I said Bournemouth for getting out of the game. Villa are a strange one, aren't they? Look, I looked at the game last season between these two, and it was a 1-1 draw. Interesting enough, Benteke and Falcao both scored in the game. Obviously, neither are there now. But I looked at a little bit more deeply and looked at the stats of the game just to see, because I thought Man United's away form was what let them down last season. They had 16 shots on goal against Villa at Villa Park in this fixture last season, and only scored one goal. So, you know, it wasn't like they were struggling to get forward. I think Villa will find it harder to do what they did against Bournemouth at home. I think this is, you know, the home form is where they might struggle a little bit. Did okay with them at home, towards the end of last season, which is fine. You know, lost to Burnley on the last day, I know, but beat West Ham, beat Everton, drew with QPR, lost to Swansea. It wasn't terrible, but they didn't do particularly well against any of the better sides all season long. I'm going to go for another Manchester United win here. I think, you know, as I said in the season preview, Man United need to pick up points on the other teams, and it's these sort of games where they dropped 2 points last season where they must win. You know, they can't draw games against teams like Villa, who finish consistently around 15th, 16th, 17th in the Premier League.
Yes.
You know, these are the games that they must win, and I think they will go away and win. I don't think we're going to see Manchester United pulling up any trees early in the season. I think we'll look at them in about 2 months' time and be like, God, they haven't played particularly well, have they? But look where they are. You know, I'm not saying they'll be top of the table, but I do think they'll keep getting goals. I'm not, you know, the headline offer, Wayne Rooney to score and Man United to win, I can see why it is the headline offer. Scored one away goal all season last season, Wayne Rooney. And so he's a real home bird, and given what you said about his kind of his lack of perceived lack of match fitness, I probably wouldn't be on his side either.
I think Villa is the team in the Premier League he scored most goals than anyone else against.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So, you know, I won't be going for Rooney as a goal scorer. I'll take the 8-13 on Man United, to be honest with you. I think it might just squeeze a win out. Looking back at last season, other than that 1-1 draw, there was also a 3-1 win for Manchester United at Old Trafford against Aston Villa, and Herrera got two of the goals in that match, so I might give him another spin actually. 11-5 to score.
Manchester United and under 2.5 goals. Man United to win under 2.5 goals, 9-4. Do you think they'll be set up and be pragmatic like they were last week?
Yeah, maybe. I'm not sure I'll be keen on it though. Cause okay. I thought when you watch Villa, the positives. I thought Rudiger Stead was good. It was a great stat that we did some filming yesterday, and a great stat that came out of it was that he's scored, I think it was 4 times more headers than any other player in the English divisions over the last few seasons.
Is that right?
It's great with his head. So good test for the Man United defence. And don't be surprised if he gets onto the end of a few crosses. But I don't think they're that strong up front. So it'd be, I don't think they'll get that many chances against this United team. So Man United win for me.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.